live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Diplomats have been evacuated from Sudan as fighting continues, with no sign of the truce that had been declared for a major Muslim holiday. Sudanese citizens have been attempting to flee into Egypt. Diane Abbott's had the Labour whip suspended after comments she made suggesting Jewish, Irish and traveller people are not subject to racism all their lives. She's since apologised. Our reporter Andrew Snaith has more.
A Labour Party spokesman said the Labour Party completely condemns these comments, which are deeply offensive and wrong. The chief whip has suspended the Labour whip from Diane Abbott, pending an investigation. Ms Abbott said on Twitter, "I wish to wholly and unreservedly withdraw my written remarks and disassociate myself from them."
Humza Yousaf will meet Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in person for the first time since he became Scotland's First Minister. They're due to meet for talks this evening. From Radio News Hub, I'm Andy Hoyle.
Right, time to pick something to watch on TV tonight. The pressure, you've got to nail it. But there's so many shows in so many places. Choosing takes so long. Well, say goodbye to going in and out of apps and channels. And hello to SkyStream, the new box that puts all your shows in one place and lets you search using just your voice, making finding TV simple. SkyStream. TV simplified. Requires Sky TV, third-party subscriptions and broadband minimum speed 10 megabits per second.
Colourful, coming up next, Delia Delore on Colourful Radio.
As a small business owner, you'd do everything in your power to protect what you've worked so hard to build, right? Of course you would. We all would. But unfortunately, cybercrime is a major risk for all organisations, no matter how large or small. 39% of all UK businesses reported a cyber attack last year, with the average cost of an incident for small businesses sitting at just over £3,000. That could be enough to seriously harm some of our listeners' livelihoods, no doubt. The National Cyber Security Centre says not having cyber protection is like heading home from the office and leaving the door wide open. Don't do that. Sounds like good advice to me. That's why they've created the Cyber Action Plan, which helps protect your small business. It's free of charge, and you can get free tailored advice in under 5 minutes to help protect your business. So, whatever you do, listeners, don't take the risk. Stay cyber aware. Keep your business and your livelihood protected. And search Cyber Action Plan right now.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Sabisa, Ramba do ma police, ebati bagwa bleshani. Hey, sebe talu gung chini. Hey, sebe yebu gung sabi. Hey, sebe funu gung chini. Bati bagwa bleshani. Hey, sebe talu gung chini. Hey, sebe yebu gung sabi. Hey, sebe funu gung chini. Mastiga boba boba boba, bopinga ne boba. Nagu sek figa ma posa. Nagu sek figa ma posa. Oh, bopa, bopa, bopa. Bopinga ne bopa. Spega selile sa posta. Manjale pili zo costa. Ey, asike chapa ma boda. Oh, bopa, bopa, bopa. Ases figile bopa. Bopinga ne bopa. Ey, bopa, bopa, bopa. Spega selile sa posta. Ey, asike chapa ma boda. Bopa, bopa, bopa.
Bopa kukupu kuminot, batengi boz, uputu ya stolz. Nang sega wok, nang sega mosh, lemtalo hot, shot tot tot. Utsu hama neme mago hanja, utsu saka wone malengaga. Ubonu matomane petizaga, atufuni balansi yaga. Bopa kukupu kuminot, batengi boz, uputu ya stolz. Nang sega wok, nang sega mosh, lemtalo hot, shot tot tot. Utsu hama neme mago hanja, utsu saka wone malengaga. Bonu mato manda petizaga, atu fili balance ya.
Mastiga bopa bopa bopa, bopinga ne bopa. Nagu sek figa ma posa, nagu sek figa ma posa. Oh, bopa bopa bopa, bopinga ne bopa. Spega selile sa posta, manjale pili zo costa. Hey, asike chapa ma boda. Oh, bopa bopa bopa, ase spigile bopa, bopinga ne bopa. Hey. Bopa, bopa, bopa. Spega selile sa posta. Así que champa ma polla. Bopa, bopa, bopa. Nagegelu my sister, Temba Geko Zong V, and Hamba no Maporis, Seben Jamu Zong Seas, Nagegelu my sister, Temba Geko Zong V, and Hamba no Maporis, but Bagua Bleshani, eh, Sebe Talugun Timbi, eh, Sebe Yegun Sabi, eh, Sebe Funugun Timbi, but Bagua Bleshani. Ey, sebe talugung chimbi. Ey, sebe yegugung sabi. Ey, sebe funugung chimbi.
Okay. Bop, kukupu guminot. Batingi boz, uputu ya stolz. Nang sega wop, nang sega mosh. Lem talo hot, shot tot tot. Utsu hama neme mago hanjo. Utsu saka wone malengaga. Ubonu mato manda petizaga. Atu fini balansi yaga. Bop, kukupu guminot. Batingi boz, uputu ya stolz. Nang sega wop. Sega mosh, them tell hot, shot tot tot. Utsu hama neme mago hanjo. Utsu saka wone malengaga. Ubonu mato manda petizaga. Atu fini balansi yaga.
Mastiga bopa bopa bopa, bopinga ne bopa. Nagu sek figa ma posa, nagu sek figa ma posa. Oh, bopa bopa bopa, bopinga ne bopa. Spega selile sa posta, manjale pili zo costa. Ey, así que chapa ma boda. Oh, bopa, bopa, bopa. Ase spigile bopa. Bopinga ne bopa. Ey, bopa, bopa, bopa. Spega selile sa posta. Ey, así que chapa ma boda. Bopa, bopa, bopa.
You could have stripped all the clothes from me back. You could have taken all the food and the pot. But I'm feeling you're not selling and no shop. But as long as I have my best friend, the one that I love until the end, you are my best friend. The realest in the world, we don't have to pretend you're my best friend. The one that I love until the end, you are my best friend. You and me against the world, and we don't have to pretend. 2 years pass and it feels brand new. You are my love, my babe, my boo. You're always on time. Can't get enough of you. So kind. Take up all the space in my mind. I feel tell the whole world one time. You are my best friend. The one that I love until the end. You are my best friend. The realest in the world. We don't have to pretend you're my best friend. Tip on your toes to the taste of your lips. Don't need anybody but her. From the tip on your nose to the shape of your hips. You are my favorite playground. I feel stay around. Proud to walk beside you when we're out on the town. Never let you down. Never make you frown. I don't wanna lose what I found. My best friend. The one that I love until the end. You are my best friend. The realest in the world. We don't have to pretend. Best friend. The one that I love until the end, you are my best friend. You and me against the world, and we don't have to pretend. So never say goodbye, bye, bye, bye. Girl, don't make me cry, 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 cry. But always I go try, 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 try. Believe in me, no lie, 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 lie. So never say goodbye, bye, 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 bye. Girl, don't make me cry, 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 cry. But always I go try, 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 try. Until the day I die.
Ooh. colorful,
Delia Delore
on Colorful Radio.
Colorful, Delia Delore on Colorful Radio.
Hello and welcome to Metaphorically Speaking with me, Delia Delore. This show explores the impacts of commonly used phrases on our world's diverse cultures and how people's use of them shape our perspective on the societies we live within. This week on Metaphorically Speaking, I interview Jamie Lee Apter, professional globetrotter and marketer. She's brought us the phrase, change is mandatory for extraordinary results. And with most of us longing for a change of scenery right now, I'm sure we can all relate.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't want to be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man.
By day, Jamie Lee Apter flies around the world to investigate the best and hottest places for us to visit. By night, she dons her business jacket and works with tourism brands to help them build marketing campaigns. She is well-versed in topics such as diversity, inclusion, and community engagement, and uses her knowledge around the world to reach chosen audiences better and educate others. Change is a constant in her life. So before we chat to her about the extraordinary results that have come with it, let's take a closer look at this week's idiom. When typing the phrase, change is mandatory for extraordinary results, into any search engine, you'll stumble across countless entries of the phrase accompanied by a picture of a lump of carbon and a sparkling diamond. Here's an extraordinary result. About 3 billion years ago, deep within the Earth's crust, intense forms of heat and pressure inflicted on carbon atoms, which caused them to crystallize. A deep-seated volcano eruption forced these crystals up to the Earth's surface. This extreme method is how diamonds were formed. For those who dislike change, thinking about the story behind a diamond probably doesn't help. Not many of us like having huge amounts of pressure thrust upon us, nor does a massive volcanic eruption sound any better. But diamonds are the strongest natural occurring material in the world, which makes them extraordinary.
Hardness is measured on what's called the Mohs scale. At the bottom of the scale, we have soft things like talc, midway along materials like steel. But at the top of the scale, the hardest naturally occurring thing known to mankind, diamond. Different types of diamonds are being developed, which could see us using them in a whole new way. They're made with low pressure. Methane and hydrogen are taken to just 1/100th of the pressure of our atmosphere and heated until they're as hot as the surface of the sun. This smashes the molecules apart and eventually produces diamonds. The results are tiny crystals which can be formed into some of the most amazing shapes, long, thin wires, and large flat plates that can be highly polished until they're see-through like glass. This disc of synthetic diamond is perfectly transparent and so tough that one spacecraft which travelled to Venus had windows made of it.
As much as we try to fight change, there's no forgetting that change is constant. The Earth and everything around us is always shifting. Whether the seasons cause the leaves to fall off a tree and then come back in full bloom, a butterfly bursting from its cocoon, or even the theory of evolution itself, change is a constant. As much as we think about evolution as something of the past, it's still happening in front of our very eyes. There's a slight arrogance within us humans that we believe this is our final form, forgetting that not only is our environment altering, but we are the ones doing it. For example, Finland is home to a population of tawny owls. These owls vary in color as they move from one generation to the next. Once completely pale grey, they are now being born with a more reddish-brown hue. Because of rising global temperatures, There is frequently less and less snow in Finland, making a purely pale grey plumage less effective. Winters are milder, forests remain brown, and birds who are adapting to this change are surviving better. This is just one example of how the creatures around us are evolving.
A lot of people think evolution on Earth happens a little something like this. A slimy creature crawls out of the ocean, and hundreds of millions of years later, its descendants peel themselves off the sofa wondering how they managed to binge watch all 5 seasons of Breaking Bad in less than 3 days. In other words, evolution is a long, slow process. But it's not always that way. Some species can rapidly adapt to cope with fast-changing environmental conditions, like human encroachment, invasive species, climate change, you know, things that are 100% our fault. Biologists call this high-speed adaptation evolutionary rescue. Though that kind of makes it sound awesome when really it's how some species are able to respond in times of severe population stress.
Humans, being part of nature, are built for change too. In fact, science has shown time and time again that people find it impossible to reach a true state of happiness. Why? Well, one reason is because we always look for the next best thing, a change. We are constantly chasing bliss. This idea is called the hedonic treadmill. Here's author Rose Gittens explaining the theory a little further.
Well, the hedonic treadmill says that we do get satisfaction out of acquiring things, out of pay rises, out of promotions, out of a new car, a new house. But that the kick that we get from that is actually very brief. It takes us very little time before we get used to the new car or before we acquire an ambition to have an even bigger car. And so that's the hedonic treadmill. You can stay on that forever and just keep pounding away because unless you keep pounding away, that form of happiness will decline.
If you would have told me that owls would be evolving to change their feather colouring to suit climate change, I don't think I'd believe you. But it's just incredible to show that, like diamonds, owls change and adapt to pressure. It's worth mentioning that humans do this as well. We adapt, we change, and many of us thrive under pressure. One person who knows about this metaphor all too well is our guest today, Jamie Lee Abtar.
Jamie Lee, you have been described as a curator and connector of people and dots. What does that mean?
Well, curator, I basically organize events, initiatives, and campaigns for destinations and brands. It's something I've been doing for as long as I can remember, from organizing parties to events and big stage shows. I've always been really, really passionate about events and curating them. So now through my agency, 2219 Media, we curate events for, you know, tourist boards, tour operators, and different companies who are looking to target the travel and tourism industry. A connector of people and dots, that all comes about from my expansive network that I've built over the last 12 years, really, here in the UK market and also internationally in the travel and tourism industry. So it's allowed me to be able to see opportunities and know the right people to connect together to create visibility for our clients, really.
Is this something that you staged or something that just happened?
That's really interesting. I don't think I've staged it at all, but it's just happened naturally. I found a love for planning and organizing events. I just absolutely love that. I love bringing people together, making sure you got the right energy and the right vibe. That's the kind of things that I love. And I think it just happened really naturally for me.
How does the metaphor "change is mandatory for extraordinary results" reflect your work ethic? And what does this metaphor mean to you?
That's interesting. It's a fantastic quote, because without change, we do not become, or we do not evolve and become the people that we are destined to be, really. So it's a really important metaphor for me. I mean, I think in terms of business, we've seen COVID and the impact that it's had on the world globally, and having to be adaptable, having to be flexible, being able to pivot, and be able to, you know, change your normal way of working. And I think that quote, that metaphor, was really important for me during this time, because how else do you get the results that you want to achieve? I look at it from a person, you look at it from a personal standpoint. And I use this kind of analogy of fitness. You know, if you want to get fit, you want to get that beach body, and all these great things, in order to get that, to get those extraordinary results, you've got to change the way you eat, you've got to change the way the way you exercise, you've got to change so many different things about you. So change is really, really crucial if you want to achieve any type of results.
Now, you have another metaphor that guided you from childhood, and it actually molded you too. Tell us about it.
So that is, life is a journey, not a destination. And it's such an important metaphor for me, because it's taught me and it's helped to keep me grounded, particularly because life truly is a journey, not a destination. I think so much of the time we want to get to the end result, or we want to see the big picture, we want to get to this particular destination, but the work, the successes, the joy, the everything is all entwined in the journey of it all. You know, we have those losses, we have those failures, and that teaches us and helps us to get to that particular destination. I think for me, sometimes, you know, you get caught up on what you want, or you have a plan in terms of how you want something to materialize itself, and it might not necessarily glow in that way. And it's the journey, I think, that is so important, because you might fail, you might have a loss, you might, you know, you learn so much in the journey phase that I think is the most important part of achieving any kind of success versus the destination of where you're headed.
Can you remember when you first kind of realized that this was going to be something important in your life, a very important quote in your life?
There were two times, I would say. One, my son was born extremely prematurely at St. Peter's Hospital. He was born at like 25 weeks, could fit in the palm of your hands. So every day I would travel to go to see him, and I would literally pass this shop window, and it had it in the window all the time. Then it was just there. Life is a journey, not a destination. Every morning I would pass this bus, pass this metaphor in this window, and I'd be like, wow, life is a journey, not a destination. Life is a journey, not. And I would just keep remembering it and seeing it every day. And I remember one of a friend had come to visit me at the hospital, and in her postcard she had put at the bottom of it, life is a journey, not a destination. And ever since that moment, I've kept that quote really close to my heart, because I think it got me through a really tough time as well, with my son in hospital, and, you know, just being able to be aware that this is not the end result. Like, this is not the end of the world.
Yes.
This is just a part of the journey. And you got to keep going, because, you know, life is a journey.
In a way, it actually links to our metaphor today. You know, change is mandatory for extraordinary results, because your son was, of course, extraordinary in the way he came into this world, and you had to make changes to facilitate what happened during that time. So it kind of links in a way, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. I mean, change is such an important part of the journey, isn't it? You have to, and on that journey, you evolve and you change and you adapt and you become, you know, a better version, hopefully a better version of yourself. So it definitely does interlink, I'd say.
Now, talking about change, over the last year, just over a year now, we've had the COVID-19 pandemic. How have you advised the travel industry about how to work, how to operate during this time? And how do you see the future of travel for the industry and for travelers?
Great question. I mean, the travel industry, as we know, was hit tremendously hard by the pandemic, with international travel basically being put on pause for most people around the globe. So for me, in my kind of tourism, marketing, business development hat on, it was really around consulting clients in terms of pivoting. How are you going to pivot in this new season? You know, the world is looking like the world is not going to go back to being the same way that it was. So what are those new ways of doing business? What are those new ways of speaking to your consumers? How do you continue to inspire them and keep them engaged in conversations with your particular travel brand? It was a big part of, I think, what we were doing during the pandemic phase. When we look at the future of travel now, I think travel will return. I mean, there is pent-up demand. We all are ready to jump on a plane tomorrow. and there is the globally savings levels are at its all-time high. So those are all good positive signs that say that travel will return. I think as it returns, though, we have to have a strong focus on, you know, and consumers will also want to have more meaningful holidays, more, you know, that you're not just traveling for the sake of traveling anymore. You know, I think it will be a stronger connection. So more of those authentic experiences, you know, meaningful travel will be really important. And I think there will be a strong focus on diversity and diversifying what your travel marketing mix looks like. And traditionally, travel has been marketed to one kind of homogeneous group. If you look in the travel magazines and online and put in a Google search and for a luxury traveler, one homogeneous group constantly comes up. So I think travel brands will now take a stronger focus on looking at other markets and diversifying who their audience is that they speak to, because there are some profitable markets that have been practically ignored over the last few years in the travel industry. But it looks exciting in terms of the future for travel.
Okay, now I understand why you have been busy presenting and guesting at many seminars and events, and of course many webinars. You've been kept busy during the pandemic, and you've also featured in a number of publications, including Forbes. You've also recently been named by Travel Pulse as one of the most influential women in travel. How does that make you feel, and what are you working on now?
I'm very humble. I'm a very humble person. Mm-hmm. So I don't even actually like to talk about these things. If you know me, I just keep it really quiet. I don't really talk about it. But it was a good feeling to know that you were recognized for the hard work that you have been doing over the last kind of few years as well. And I think it makes me feel good, doesn't it? In terms of things that I have coming up that I can talk about right now. there are so many different things that you can't actually say about right now, but I guess one of them would be Indie Travel Know. My podcast is going to be relaunching in June. Really exciting, because that's all about sharing what's hot and happening in destinations, and it's going to be geared towards consumers, and we have some really exciting media partners lined up to be a part of that. So that's one of the big things. And I also think through my role at Women and Travel CAC, we'll be launching the Diversifying Travel Marketing Toolkit. So that's in conjunction with Google. So working really hard on that to try and just inspire and give the travel industry actionable tips and tricks that they can use to reach out to new and engaging diverse audiences, really. So I think those are the two things I can talk about right now.
Okay. All right. And how do we find out about these things? What are your kind of contact areas?
If you want to find everything about me, I'd say definitely you can follow me on Instagram at The Travel Marketeer. And when you go to my Instagram, you can also join my mailing list. That way you will get my kind of bi-weekly e-newsletters, which would have in like any information on events and things, projects and initiatives that we have coming up. So that would be probably the best way. You can find me on LinkedIn as Jamie Lee Avtar, and also on Facebook as The Travel Marketeer.
Well, I don't know how you find the time to do all of that and have your family as well. My hats off to you, Madam Humble. And I know that I'm going to continue to see you achieving. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Delia.
It was inspiring to hear the level of dedication and patience that Jamie has, and how this metaphor has truly shaped her. Now, let's return to our metaphor. This idea that all is shifting is nothing new to religion and philosophy. One religion that has included it into its core belief system is Buddhism. In Buddhism, this is known as impermanence. The entire teachings of Buddha are structured around the Four Noble Truths. Here's Stephen Fry explaining these truths.
The first noble truth of Buddhism is that suffering is an inescapable part of life. The legends say that when Gautama, who later became the Buddha, left his palace, he saw an old man, a diseased man, and a decaying corpse. He realized that our lives include struggle, anguish, and pain. The second noble truth is that this suffering stems from the greed, ignorance, and hatred that arises in our minds, our craving to avoid the difficulties life throws up. The third noble truth is that we can end all this if we can stop craving and respond differently. Doing so brings nirvana, or awakening, a state of complete wisdom and compassion for all beings. The fourth noble truth is the Buddha's recipe for achieving happiness, virtue, and eventually nirvana. It is the eightfold path of developing understanding, positive intentions, skillful speech, action and livelihood, making the right kind of effort, cultivating mindfulness, and mastering meditation.
So why is impermanence so important? The Buddha taught that the source of human discontent and suffering is the idea that we cling onto the thought that things last forever when they simply can't. But even knowing this, we can still find change hard. As humans, our brains are hardwired to find patterns in things. So when we sense unpredictability, our brains can find it a little difficult to accept. Especially when too many bad surprises happen at once, we start to spiral. It's this impermanence which we should always cling to. The thought that today may be bad, tomorrow less so, and the day after not at all. Here is a clip of Lama Khandro Rinpoche discussing this message.
It's like a bad rumor that just doesn't go away. Is that someone started the rumor impermanence is bad news. And then since then we've gotten it in our heads that two things that Buddhism talks about, impermanence and suffering, that these two are something terribly gloomy subjects and so forth. I think we need to think differently. We need to think of impermanence as, therefore, this will also pass. Therefore, this suffering will also pass. Therefore, because there is death, there is rebirth, there is birth. Because this changes, therefore something new can happen. You know, you always have a good start, and that's probably why we celebrate New Year. Is that there's a fresh, you know, ness to a day. It's just a common day. But we take that as a pretext to just celebrate the potential of having another chance. And that's what it is. It's good news.
There is a Chinese proverb about an old farmer. It tells of his horse who ran away. His neighbors gather around him to offer their condolences. As they say, they're sorry to hear the news, how unfortunate he must be, he replies with a simple, maybe. A few days later, the horse reappears, followed by seven mares. His neighbors return to him again, but to rejoice, of course. They cheer at how lucky he must be, to which he again replies with a simple, maybe. The next day, his son, also excited by the news, tries to break in one of the mares. It throws him off, injures him. What terrible luck, the neighbors offer again, to which he responds with his typical maybe. After a few more days, several conscription officers visit the village. They approach the farmer's son, but soon assess him as too hurt to join the army. The neighbors rejoice. The father, he responds as usual. The moral of this story is that you never quite know if good will bring bad or if bad will bring good. It's also a great lesson in understanding that the good things in life don't always come to us right away. The horse returned after several days, during which the farmer's son surely felt unlucky for the whole time, only to be surprised with an even better outcome, don't you think? The best things we hope for in life don't present themselves immediately. That promotion you've long waited for takes time, because it takes months and months of hard work. Sometimes the position simply hasn't opened up, but you can only be more prepared for it, for when it comes. A single change is fleeting. It's not like we remember most of them anyway. What we should remember is that nothing is fixed, and so goodness is always waiting for us, up ahead. Be it from attempting to break in a horse to owls changing to climate change, this episode has been full of all kinds of wonderful stories and facts. The metaphor change is mandatory for extraordinary results churns up so many amazing and unique talking points. If you feel stuck in a rut or don't know where to go next, make that jump into the unknown. Push yourself as an individual and remember that change can only be for the better. If you don't do anything, nothing's going to change, right? It's just going to stay the same way. Here's another expression that I know you know too well. Rome wasn't built in a day. Thank you to our guest this week, Jamie Lee Abtar. It's been amazing to hear her story and how this metaphor has affected her life. If you want advice on travel or a journey, she is definitely the woman for you. Find her on Google. Don't forget, if you'd like to suggest a metaphor for an upcoming show, you can reach us at msdelia@deliadelore.com, and we'd love you to share the show with your friends or leave a review on colorful.com or on our podcast, Metaphorically Speaking, which is on Apple, Spotify, and all major streaming platforms. We depend on you to help us grow so we can produce the best content for you to enjoy. Join us for another metaphor next week. I'm Delia Delore. Keep safe.
Colorful.
Delia Delore.
Colorful Radio.
Stronger. You
To meet my baby at our favorite spot where we sit and have a little chat. And when that is over, I'm gonna take her to my favorite pub where we can rock away to some good berries, ham and some sweet rubber dub, yes.
Kangaroni, is our loving tonight.
Kangaroni, just kangaroni.
Can't escape, is our loving tonight.
Oh no, 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 no. Don't think I'm crazy. Please don't think I'm rude. That's the kind of man that I am. That's the kind of man that I am. Forgive me if I sound too mushy. Please don't act too shy. That's the kind of man that I am. That's the kind of man that I am.
Kangaroni, is our loving tonight.
Kangaroni, just kangaroni.
Can't escape, is our loving tonight.
Kangaroni, just kangaroni. Kangaroni, na na na. Kangaroni, listen, girl. I'm not the kind of man who would be afraid to show you how I feel. I won't hesitate to set the table and cook you a meal. And girl, I'm the kind of man who believes so strongly in old-fashioned love. Like sending chocolates on your birthday, sprinkle rose petals in your tub. That's the kind of man that I am. That's the kind of man that I am. Forgive me if I sound too mushy. That's the kind of man that I am.
Kangaroni, is our loving tonight.
Kangaroni, just kangaroni.
Can't escape, is our loving tonight.
Oh no, 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 no. And I won't apologize. Baby, that's how I feel. Now that I'm lying with a beautiful woman right next to me. And I won't apologize. Now I'm looking in your eyes. And that's the kind of man that I am. That's the kind of man that I am.
Kangaroni, is our loving tonight.
Oh no, 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 no.
Can't escape, is our loving tonight.
Kangaroni, just kangaroni.
Kangaroni, is our loving tonight.
Oh no, 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 no.
Can't escape, it's your loving tonight.
Can't go round it, just can't go round it.
Can't go round it, it's your loving tonight.
She knows she can, she knows she won't. Yeah.
Buffalo soldier, dread like a rasta.
Just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years.